Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So, continuing to discuss areas in which Beis Shammai was lenient and Beis Hillel was stringent. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, Shisha devarim mikulei Beis Shammai umechumre Beis Hillel. So he gave us an additional six areas in which Beis Shammai were lenient and Beis Hillel was stringent. Ha'of ola im hagvina al hashulchan ve'eno nechal, that chicken and cheese may be put on the table together, even though they may not be eaten together, k'divrei Beis Shammai. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. U'Beis Hillel omrim eno ola ve'eno nechal, and Beis Hillel say, neither may they be eaten, nor may they be placed on the same table together. Tormin zeisin al hashemen, one can take truma for oil from olives, va'anovim al hayayin, and you can take truma for wine from grapes. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. U'Beis Hillel omrim ein torben, but Beis Hillel say no, you may not take truma in such a way. Hazareya arba amos shebekerem, if somebody plants four amos in a vineyard, Beis Shammai omrim kidei shura achas. Beis Shammai say he has to separate a single row. U'Beis Hillel omrim kidei shtei shuros, he has to separate two rows in order to prevent having mixed seeds growing together. Hame'isa, a type of boiled dough, Beis Shammai potrin, u'Beis Hillel mechayven. Beis Shammai say, you do not have to take challah from such a thing, and Beis Hillel say, you do. Matbilin b'chardlis, one may immerse in a mountain spring like he does in a mikveh, k'divrei Beis Shammai, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai, u'Beis Hillel omrim ein matbilin, but Beis Hillel say, no, he may not immerse in such a thing. Gershin is Gair Arve Psachim. If a person converts to Judaism on the eve of Passover and he needs to bring the Passover sacrifice, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Tovel va'ochel es pischo la'arev. They say that he can go to the mikveh and then he can eat the Karban Pesach that night. Beis Hillel Omrim, ha'porish min ha'arla, ke'porish min ha'kaver. Beis Hillel say that someone who separates from his foreskin is like someone who separates from a grave, meaning that there's a waiting period in order to be purified before he can eat the Karban Pesach. Let us look in the Bar Neuro, and he will explain some of these areas in greater detail. Ha'of ola im hagvina, that chicken and cheese may be placed on the same table. She'eni suro elamid divrei sofrim, because it's only a rabbinic prohibition. So meat and cheese together we can't do, but that's a biblical prohibition. This is a rabbinic prohibition, and we're not as stringent. Lo ola, they can't be placed, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. Gezeira shemi yala gevina im basar behema ba'afas roseach dehu asur min hatorah dehainu mevashel. We're worried we don't allow meat and cheese to be placed on the same surface for fear that they'll be placed on a hot plate and then they'll cook together, which would violate a biblical prohibition. So that's why we don't allow it with meat and cheese, and that's why Beis Hillel says we have a preventative measure that we don't allow it with poultry and cheese either. U'Beis Hillel omrim ein tormin. So now the question is, if you can take truma from grapes for wine or from olives for oil. So Beis Hillel says no. Mi sheyesh lo shemen shechayev lahafrish mimeno truma. If someone has oil that he needs to take truma from, v'zeisim shechayev lahafrish mehen truma, and he also has olives that he needs to take oil from, eno yachal litrom min hazeisim kafi hashir sheyesh lo litrom min hazeisim min hashemen. He can't take from the olives the amount that he would need for both the olives and the oil. Uliftur hashemen betrumas hazesin, and therefore exempt the oil by taking truma from the olives. Why not? Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, kedagan min hagoren, it's like produce from the threshing floor. Min hagamor al hagamor, so from a completed item on a completed item, velo Masha enu gamor al hagamor, but you can't take from something that's not completed for something that is completed. So oil is a finished product. You can only take other oil for truma of oil, not olives. Hazareya arba amos bekeren, if someone planted four amos in a vineyard, shehu hashir shetzerech adam laharchik hazera min hakeren, that's the amount that a person needs to separate his seeds from the vineyard. Bahazareya betoch shir zeh, and if someone plants in this area, kidei shura achas shel kerem. So he has to separate one row of the vineyard. Skipping a little, usvira lehula beis shamai de shura achas kruya kerem. And this is because Beis Shammai feels that a single row is considered a vineyard. ubeshilo savre, but beshilo feel, de ein nikor keren pachos mishteshiros, that only two rows or more is considered a vineyard. Vikikamar rachmana, de tvuas hakeren kitcha, and when the Torah tells us that he's separating the produce of a vineyard, shteshiros shel keren ga'amar, it's talking about two rows of the vineyard. Hameisa, so this boiled dough, kemach shenis nuhu agave mayim rotzchim, umizvasha umisavasham. So this dough is placed on top of boiling water, and that's how it's cooked, and it's not a baked item. So it's dough, but it's not baked. Beishamai pochun mechala. Beishamai say it does not require chala to be taken. Ubeishilo mechayivin, but Beishilo say it does. Upsak halacha bezeh kasavnu bereish chala. And the final analysis of this matter is written in Tractate Chala. Hardless, a mountain stream. Can one use it as a mikveh? Zara mayan haba milil shahar, klomar migova hahar. So it comes down from the heights of the mountain. Vafilu ein mitchilason va'ad sofan el arbayim saw. And even if there's only 40 saw in the entirety of it, from start to finish, and that's the minimum volume of a mikveh, even if that's the case, that the whole thing is 40 saw, matbilin bahen lebeishamai. Beishamai feels that one may immerse in it. Ubeishilo omrim bebeishilo feel, ein matbilin ad shiyu arbayim saw b'makom echad. That you cannot immerse in such a thing unless there's 40 saw gathered together in one place. Shein chardlis mataris, because a mountain spring would only purify if it's gathered together. Now, what about the case of somebody who converts and it's Erev Pesach? Can he eat the Karban Pesach? Beis Hillel say that someone who separates from his foreskin is like someone who separates from the grave. Kiporish min hakever. But Sarach hazah shlishi vishvi. He needs to be sprinkled on the third and the seventh day with the ashes of the red heifer. And the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are only disagreeing when it comes to somebody who was circumcised on the 14th day of Nisan. The Beis Hillel savrei gzera shema yitma l'shana haba, because Beis Hillel is worried maybe the following year, after he's been Jewish for a year, he'll become ritually impure right before having to go do the Karban Pesach again. V'yomer ishtakad lo taharsi mikol tuma ad arba asar. And I'll say, last year, I wasn't purified from all my impurities until the 14th day of Nisan. V'tibalti v'achalti, and I went to the mikveh and I was able to eat. Hashtanami et bova ochel. So this year also. So yes, I was at the cemetery today, but I'll just go, I'll dip in the mikveh and that'll be enough. V'lo yada, and he won't know. The ishtakad nachrihaya. Last year he was non-Jewish. Well, he knew he wasn't Jewish, but what doesn't he know? V'lo makabel tuma, and he wasn't susceptible to ritual impurity. Achshav Yisrohu makabel tuma. Now that he's Jewish, he can receive impurity. So he won't realize that the reason he didn't have a waiting period last time was because he wasn't Jewish, so therefore he didn't get impure until after he was Jewish. Ubeishamai savrei lo gazrinan, but Beishamai feel there's no need to make such a preventative measure. Of Aro Yisroel, but when it comes to a non-circumcised Jew who gets circumcised, divrei hakol tovev ochel pischol arev, then everyone agrees that he can go to the mikveh and he can eat his Karban Pesach that night. There's no need to be concerned because he would know the rules, having been raised Jewish his whole life. Back in the Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, Shloshu devarah mikule Beis Shammai mechumrei Beis Hillel. He gives us an additional three things in which Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is stringent. Koheles einu metame es hayadayim, that the book of Koheles, Ecclesiastes, does not make the hands ritually impure, which would be a consequence of being considered part of Tanakh, being one of the books of the Bible. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel omrim metame es hayadayim. But Beis Hillel say it does cause the hands to become ritually impure, meaning they do consider it a book of the Bible. Mechatas she'asu mitzvason, the water used in the process of the Parah Aduma to purify people who were corpse contaminated. So if that water has already been used, Beis Shammai matarin, Beis Shammai say it is pure, u'Beis Hillel matamin, but Beis Hillel say it is impure. Haketzach, that's a type of seed. Beis Shammai matarin, Beis Shammai say that it is pure, or Beis Hillel matamin, but Beis Hillel say it is impure, and this means it's susceptible to ritual impurity. V'chein lamasros, and they have the same difference of opinion regarding the seed when it comes to tithes. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Koheles enu matameas hayadayin. Koheles, the book of Ecclesiastes, does not cause the hands to become impure. Mimnei shechachmaso shel Shlomo hi, because it's just Solomon's personal wisdom. V'lo beruach hakodesh nemra, because it wasn't said through divine inspiration. So it's just a book of wisdom, of philosophy, but it's not a book of the Bible, according to Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel say matameas hayadayim. Beis Hillel say it does cause the hands to become impure. The Savrei Af Koheles Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, because they feel that Koheles was also written with divine inspiration. Hilkach Matameyas HaYadayim Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh. Therefore, it causes one's hands to become impure, just like other books of the Bible. So what about Mechatas, the water from the ashes of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, She'asu Mitzvasan, so they were used for their mitzvah. La'achar She'hazu Osam Al Hatame V'tahar Bahem. So after they were sprinkled on an impure person and he became pure from them. Im nitfu megufo agabe adam o agabe kelim. If they then drip from the person who was purified onto another person or onto utensils. So that's what we're talking about when we discuss whether or not the mechatas that were used for the mitzvah. A ketzach is a type of seed, zera shachor, it's a black seed, and we're given its name in Old French. V'ragilim l'seisa soba lechem. It was commonly used in bread. So Beis Shammai mitarin. Beis Shammai say that they are pure. D'lo chashiv ochel. They're not considered a food in their own right. So they're not susceptible to food uncleanliness. U'Beis Hillel mitamin. But Beis Hillel say they can become impure. Kivan d'ragilim l'seisa soba ochlin. Because people put them in food. Chashiv ochel. They're also considered a food. V'chein l'masros. And they have the same disagreement when it comes to tithes. Kamosh nechoku betuma, just like they disagree whether it's a food when it comes to impurity, ke nechoku lamasros. They also disagree whether it's a food when it comes to whether or not it needs to be tithed. Shematamo tumas ochlim, mechaiva b'maisros. And those who would say that it is susceptible to food uncleanliness would also require that tithes be taken from such a thing. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hay.